It's been a while.
Hi, folks. It's been a while since we've done a Big City Slams podcast, and we got a new person to talk to us about wrestling. We got, how would you like to be referred to on this podcast?
Ginger.
All right, we got Ginger. We thought today would be a good day to, and we got Tyler. We can't forget about Tyler, so. We're restarting the podcast today for a specific reason, and that is we have very big news. Cody Rhodes has decided to leave AEW with huge speculation with him having a return to the WWE. Is this where he goes? Is this where his destiny lies, is back in WWE, where he very vocally left and has displayed a lot of disdain for the company since leaving. So, is WWE the place for him?
I would much rather see him in NWA, personally. I don't think he and Nick Aldis have run their course. And he's been preaching that he's despised WWE ever since he left. I mean, the past, 10 years, give or take,
that, they took his last name.
Been gone. Yeah.
Yeah, they did take his last name.
They took his dreams.
Yeah. And they kept his dad.
Yeah.
So, for me, it's going to be strange for him not to be wrestling on AEW television. I think that's going to be really strange.
He straight up told them he didn't like what he was doing, and they were still like, tough shit, pal, deal with it.
Yeah.
You know what they did with Stardust? Like,
yeah. I think a lot of what a lot of insiders have said, that there's a lot of internal conflict within the company. I think that didn't help. That being said, I still stand by what I said earlier before we were recording, that I don't think the problem was Cody and Vince. I think the problem was Cody and Triple H. Because at the time, Triple H was COO and had a lot more creative control than he does now. I think now it's Pritchard, which I don't know how
Vince,
they get
Bruce
along.
Vince, Bruce, and Nick, number one con.
Yeah, so
the number one con in the business, according to MJF.
So do you think he's going into E?
MJF or Cody?
Cody.
MJF
isn't going to the WWE.
I mean, if Cody would leave, I could totally see him.
It's the bidding war of 2024.
I could totally see him going there. I bet you Punk... So do you think Punk coming back and Daniel Bryan being there has played a part in him leaving?
No, there's no need for him to be champion. That probably pisses him off.
I mean, arguably, they're both bigger draws. You know, I think Cody's did. I think Cody thinks he's a Daniel Bryan or a Punk, but I don't think he really is. I think both Punk and Bryan are bigger draws.
Well, and at the same time, though, I mean, Cody's been in the business long enough to where I feel like he's gotta at least know the value of both Punk and Bryan. Hell, even like Adam Cole,
I think he does, and I think that's why that might be a factor in him leaving.
And they still got,
there's gonna be no room for
they
me.
They still got
spot.
Twinkle Toes. They got Hangman Page. Hopefully Malakai gets in that main event scene. They just signed Keith Lee.
Yo, there's a lot of star power in that company now.
I'd be shocked if he
Let's
left.
Not forget
I'd be
the
shocked.
Big War Dog.
I think it's a goddamn work. MJF, they have a lot of people that.
Do you really think this is a work? I thought it was a work from the start. I kind of.
It's gotta
it was...
be a work, pal. They're working us into a shoot.
It's gonna be a work. He's gonna show up in the face of the Revolution ladder match and fucking take the ring.
That would be awesome. He just comes out the next week and he's like, I changed my mind.
But that being said, what if he shows up in the Money in the Bank ladder match and takes the briefcase?
That'd be hilarious.
Is that
the American Nightmare topples the Tribal Chief?
The brandy and the bank.
The brandy and the bank. It just seems strange to me that he won't be in AEW anymore, since he was such a pivotal part of that company and like why that company even exists. So
I don't know, man. It's hard to say, but like it's hard to say that this is a work because, you know, there are reports coming out more and more that, like, he's in talks with WWE, like, his people have talked to WWE and, you know, trying to get him in from what it seems, and, like,
I'm gonna check Twitter real quick and see what Brian Alvarez is saying, because I'm gonna see what some ITKs are saying, but continue.
I just, it baffles my mind, man, like, This was bound to happen, right? Like, everyone was asking, you know, with all these people coming from WWE to AEW, who was going to be the first person to jump ship? I don't think anybody you asked was going to say Cody Rhodes.
No, it was one of the last people on my fucking... it was one of the last things they said. And then he's retweeted what fucking Dustin says. Dustin said, I love my brother, Cody Rhodes. I love my sister-in-law, Brandi Rhodes. Whatever they decide to do in life, I support 110%. I'm sad that they're gone, but the fucking train keeps moving. I really do think this is real. Sports Illustrated is reporting that WWE is in talks of Stone Cold coming back for a match at WrestleMania. So
that's another fucking bad shit idea that we should touch on. I mean, fucking Stone Cold coming, not only coming back, but potentially having like a match.
Yeah,
is what I've heard. Like,
yeah, I think they are gonna have a match. I think
he's gonna be.
I think now. Well, I think it's Kevin Owens, but I think I'd be surprised if it does happen. But at the same time, I wouldn't be so surprised. Because now it's not like it was 10 years ago when the social media pressure isn't enough anymore. Now the media is going to have pressure. And also the WWE has way more money to spend now than they did fucking 10 years ago. But like in my head, I'm like, you had the opportunity to come back against CM Punk. I'm pretty sure... who else has he had spots with since then? The big one that stands out to me is CM Punk, like, is the fucking the 2K feud that they had there when they were promoting the 2K video game. They really were teasing a match, and I'm like, oh, Dean Ambrose is another one that I'm pretty sure he was trying to get a match with, so like you could have come back and that had a match with.
Amazing, yeah.
So I'm just like, it's weird that you're choosing to come back now. And I mean, Kevin Owens is a great opponent, don't get me wrong, I love KO, but that is a weird one in my head that you're coming back for, you know.
That one is a bit strange to me. I mean, Stunner versus Stunner, I guess, but like,
I mean, due
respect to Kevin Owens, I feel like there are a lot better matchups for Stone Cold Steve Austin than Kevin Owens. Personally,
I'd have to agree. And I look back at all the missed opportunities at bringing him back, but like I've heard it said, not just by him, I've heard it said by Vince as well, that Vince is fucking adamant that Steve would never come back as a wrestler. But that being said, Vince is now surrounded by a lot different influence. So, like, they could be pushing for it rather than Vince. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, that's true.
So, we're going to pause for a sec, and we'll be right back with Tyler's opinion. All right, cunt. What do you think about Stone Cold coming back for WrestleMania for a match? Is this going to happen or not?
I thought
thought they were going to do Austin Theory versus Shane with Stone Cold as the ref. That's what I thought they were going to do, but then Shane got canned. That's a whole other fucking story. So, I mean, I don't see why not. Kevin Owens has been using the stunner for a while.
I mean, fuck is it. That the entire basis for the fucking feud?
Yes. And Kevin Owens hates Texas. A lot.
Oh, so hating Texas is enough to piss off fucking Stone Cold. What a pussy.
What? Yeah. You're disrespectful.
I might be, but that's okay. Honestly, I wouldn't mind seeing him at WrestleMania this year, since I'm going to be there. That would be an entrance. would you like to see Undertaker wrestle again? Because there is...
Rumor has it, if it's his last match, he'd wrestle AJ, since he didn't get the live crowd the last time. You have anything you'd like to say about The Undertaker, Ginge?
No. No. Absolutely not. His matches in Saudi Arabia were bad. The fucking Boneyard Graveyard Tomb match was fucking retarded. Like,
I liked it. It was better than the...
He has passed his prime. He has long...
The Boneyard match was the best cinematic match of the whole COVID era. And I will say this... And this isn't a personal shot at you, but I will say the Boneyard match was better than the football field fuckery AEW gave us.
Yeah, I'd agree there.
Where they drowned Matt Hardy and he disappeared in ice machines and Hangman's chasing people on a horse.
Here's an idea. Was that match better than any of the Broken Matt shit from TNA?
Broken Matt shit was alright.
Because those were cinematic matches.
Those were very cinematic matches, but they were meant to be fucking hilarious and comedic and not taken seriously. Which I guess technically the football field fuckery was that way too.
Was the Boneyard match supposed to be taken seriously?
Yeah.
So I don't think a single person did.
I took it seriously.
A lot of people liked it.
Druid Army. Like, fucking...
He's the Undertaker.
He's the Undertaker. Have you never ever...
He was the fucking...
Have you never... Have you...
By that logic...
Have you ever Undertakered, bro?
By that logic, I could say the same shit about Jungle Boy walking around with a fucking dude in a dinosaur mask. He's a fucking dinosaur?
Who says he's an actual dinosaur?
Who says he's an... What? What are we doing here?
Best friends also abducted an alien, and they're slowly dropping that gimmick because it's stupid. She boops people's snoots. That's what Mucky does to his cat every morning. It's not that fucking impressive in a wrestling ring. I'm sorry. Mm-mm-mm. Every company has their fair share of stupid gimmicks, mm-mm-mm, but let's get fucking serious here. The Boneyard match was awesome. It also wasn't their fault because they wanted to do a live match and COVID.
So, yeah, Brandy has now posted a fucking goodbye. It's over. And Wrestling Observer is now saying that they have no plans of returning. So,
no plans of returning.
It's a work, brother.
Interesting.
Good night, Hulkamaniacs. So, who are you excited to see at WrestleMania? It's just around the corner.
The Tribal Chief. And Viking Brock Lesnar once again.
Is that the match?
It's going to be an actual good one, I think. They're going to beat the shit out of each other.
Is it going to be title for title, do you think?
We'll find out in Saudi Arabia, pal.
The double champ does what he wants.
I'd like to take this opportunity to apologize to absolutely fucking nobody.
I gotta agree with Roman, dude. Roman would eat you alive. Connor. I mean, yeah, Connor could probably beat the shit out of Roman in real life, but, like, in a wrestling standpoint, dude, Roman would fucking eat you solid.
Shut your fucking mouth.
And you can't... WWE saying shit like that.
Or throwing fucking dollies through bus windows.
Yeah.
I'm here for it. That was very sports entertainment-like. If anything... Connor should just manage Becky for a match. That's what I'd do.
Becky?
Yep.
Becky McGregor, dude.
Because they're friends and they're both Irish.
And she basically has the Connor McGregor gimmick already.
Yeah.
Big, ridiculous, he should wrestle fucking, like, Finn. Overcoats, the Irish, like, stuttering accents.
If
like,
you want a believable match for Conor McGregor, he should wrestle Finn.
You're gonna put Finn Balor in a fucking match like that.
Well, if you want to just put two Irish guys in a fucking ring, because that's the logic behind putting him with Becky. So, like...
Like I said, they're also friends in real life. So there's a history there.
Yeah, so is him and Sheamus. But in a wrestling standpoint, Sheamus would kick the shit out of him, too.
Let him fight
Sheamus.
No.
Versus
fucking Spinky.
Hey, what Floyd is Mayweather. Like? Hey, Floyd Mayweather beat the Big Show.
Isn't fuck. I get yeah with brass knucks. Mm-hmm. So.
Hey man, a win's a win.
Hey, and
it
back,
was a no DQ match.
Hey, and then back in '79, I gave Chief J Strongbow a hand job.
Yeah. Good times.
Mm. Good times. I like my joint here. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Hillbilly Jim, you know, yeah, he was a really nice guy. We were talking, you know, at the bar, you know, and then he invited me to the bathroom and I sucked his cock. It was fucking huge.
Yeah, that's a great... for anybody who doesn't know, just look up some Howard Stern phone calls.
Yeah, Howard Stern likes to take the piss out of wrestling, but I love it. It's hilarious.
Yes, he does. Yes, he does. So, but that being said, fucking, it's been a big news day for wrestling today, I guess. So,
the Saudi Chamber is days away, right?
Yeah, it is. It is, and Brock's gonna fucking walk in there. No, who's the Raw champion right now?
Chadley.
Yeah. Brock's gonna walk in the fucking in the chamber and beat Lashley.
Wait, isn't Lashley fighting Gorg?
No. Gorg is fighting Roman. You uneducated swine.
Gorg. Please elaborate for the fans at home who Gorg is.
So,
for the folks at home who don't know.
Gorg is what happens when Saudi Arabia and WWE don't know how to properly film shit and
wrong. That was in Allegiant Stadium in Las Vegas where I was live.
Do you want to explain it then?
Yeah, they fucked up and had Goldberg right in the middle of the letters, so it spelled out Gorg. And now he's Gorgberg. And we all love him equally.
Gorg. yeah, Gorg is gonna be there in that match, isn't he? Is he gonna be in the chamber?
No, he's wrestling Roman.
He's wrestling Roman. Yeah, that's right. And Roman's gonna fucking put him out.
Goldberg's gonna win, bro. He's gonna win with a suplex.
Gorgberg.
If Goldberg wins, then
gonna win for Sunberg.
If Goldberg wins, then Roman's going to Raw.
Goldberg's not winning.
I mean, that would be a way to get him in a match with Brock.
Yeah, Fox ain't losing their golden boy.
It's not up to them. And NBC pays them more, so it's not really up to them. It's up to Nick Khan, and I think Nick Khan's like, well, fucking NBC pays us more. I'm not wrong there, am I? Am I wrong?
It was basically equal up until the Peacock deal.
That's what I mean, and now NBC's paying them way fucking more. You said that the other day.
I say a lot of things that are true.
So, like, yeah, so, why wouldn't he go to Raw?
Is that true?
Huh?
I mean, maybe I also just
hope Ultra Ball. You
know, Roman just goes in and kills Goldberg, and Goldberg fucks off for another 12 months.
You're tired of seeing Goldberg? I feel like at one point everybody wanted him to come back, and now they're just fucking sick of him.
I'm tired of seeing him always in the fucking
top. I was dying to see him come back, to be honest. And then fucking the people that had to be sacrificed for him.
He almost killed the Undertaker.
Bro, him fucking...
It's not your fault that The Undertaker can't take a stalled brainbuster.
Bro, come on.
It's not your fault that Goldberg knocked himself out 5 seconds into the fucking match either.
You know what? Goldberg also gave himself a concussion headbutting a wall.
Yeah, the most retarded shit, dude.
And all right. They still signed this man.
You're just mad Goldberg equals ratings, and you would have been marking out.
Does it? Did SmackDown pop a rating for Gorg?
Yeah.
Last Friday, did they? Really?
Yeah, 2.2 million, I think.
2.2 million for Gorg.
For Gorg.
What a pop. Isn't that like an average Friday for fucking SmackDown and the Tribal Chief show?
2 million, 2.2, yeah. Maybe it was 2.3, I don't know.
He got the ratings up to 2. He got the ratings up to 2. Tony, what are you doing? Letting Cody Rhodes go? You haven't even got the 1.3 yet.
Damn.
This is that for you.
Damn, son.
Oh, bro.
Who's down for some triple threats in 2K today? Since the new game's coming out, and that's a whole nother fucking 10-15 minutes we could have just talking about the new game.
Yeah, let's talk about the new game.
When does it drop?
Here's my thing. I'm excited about the AEW game. I'm excited about the WWE game. To answer Gingy's question, it drops, I think, March 8th for people who pre-order it, March 11th for the pros.
So, wow. In like less than a month?
Yeah, and we'll be able to play it. And then if it's good enough, I'll buy it for your birthday.
There you go.
Base game, DLC on your own.
Excited for GM mode? Has there been any previews of it yet?
According to Silent Charge, you only get 3 matches a week, which pisses me off. It should be 5. You get your opener, you get your middle match, and then your main event, and that's
Silent
it.
Silent Charge, that's awesome. Is he going to be at Mania?
I'll try to talk him into going, but I've kind of already told him, I'm like, bro, I'm going with or without you. That's not a disrespectful thing. That's I'm getting the fuck out of here doing my thing.
Yeah, I get that.
I'm excited for the new game. I just want new controls. I agree with Jeremy. Just get the basic shit down. No glitches. No fucking AI bugs where, like, if someone's climbing for the fucking ladder, they don't just fucking stand there and go...
Yeah.
With their thumb up their ass.
Yeah.
It would also be nice when you're doing a 6-man tag and you fucking eliminate someone and all of a sudden you can't play anymore.
Yeah, that's true. It's true.
I will give props to WWE. At least they have, like, announcements for their games and they have updates. I couldn't tell you the last update that AEW gave for their video game.
They showed a little bit of Jungle Boy versus Darby Allin, which looked all right.
That was months ago, though, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Did the engine look similar to No Mercy? Because that's what
it looks similar to Here Comes the Pain.
That's interesting.
That's the first thing that popped in my head. It felt like Here Comes the Pain. Because Here Comes the Pain is like somewhat simulation, but it's arcade. It's arcade-like, and it's really quick. It's fast-paced.
Which makes sense for AEW.
So it should be, yeah.
Will Cody be in the game now?
What if he was in 2K22?
Oh, fuck.
That'd be hilarious. He won't be, but...
DLC. Hey, man.
He'd be in 23.
You never know. They always have, like, their movesets and like, hidden away, right?
They've had Cody's, because Cody left in, what, 15? And 2K's been doing their game since, what, 12?
Yeah?
Is that true?
Maybe 11?
No, because I remember there being a SmackDown versus Raw. Was it SmackDown versus Raw 2011? Or is it WWE 11?
It was SmackDown versus 2011.
That's what I mean. Yeah,
it was
yeah,
WWE
12.
13.
And then it was WWE 12, WWE 13, and then it was 2K14.
That's right. So,
which I still think 2K14, aside from 2K19, is the best one. I think it had the best roster out of all the 2K games.
Yeah.
Would you say so?
What, 14?
Yeah.
14's the best game of that generation. By a fucking country mile.
Yep. Looking back at the Rumble, a lot of people are saying that shit's fucking the worst Rumble ever.
Yeah, I've heard that too.
Your thoughts?
Yeah, it was booked like shit. And apparently Rumble that was Shane's fault was and awesome. They got rid of Shane, so...
I didn't see it, so I can't have an opinion.
What do you think?
It was booked like shit. It could have been a lot better. Like, it's not Brock's fault that the match was booked like shit. Yeah. We also got the standoff of the century when he faced off against Bad Bunny. Time stood still.
Yeah.
You thought Hogan and Rock was something.
Yeah. Fuck.
Anything else you want to go over?
Apparently, me and my buddy Corey were talking on Xbox for, like, a cut hair this morning, and he said the Fiend's probably going to be in the game because apparently he's in the fucking story/career mode.
I mean, is it? I mean, it's still their IP, so he can do whatever he wants. Yeah. And they can just... It can just be the Fiend. It doesn't have to be Bray Wyatt. You can just fucking have...
Well, they own Bray Wyatt, too. That's the funny thing. He can't be Bray Wyatt anywhere else.
Yeah, Wyndham, right?
Wyndham Rotunda.
Speaking of which, did you see what he put on fucking Twitter?
Oh, when he bitched about that Roman statistic?
Yeah.
I don't think that was him. It looked like a fake account.
Is that who he got the title off of?
It was the Fiend. They did a triple threat, and I think Roman pinned Braun.
Crazy, now Braun's gone. Thank God, because I fucking hate Braun.
Braun!
Braun Strowman's a big piece of shit, and I hate him.
Titan to you now.
Oh, he's butt fucking.
Karrion Kross.
Oh, yeah, and Karrion Kross.
He's butt fucking Derek Bateman.
Daniel's not a fan of Derek Bateman.
Yeah, I'm not. Behind me? Yeah, you see this fucking logo? Dude, fuck. Yeah, fuck him.
Dummy.
Yeah. Do we like LA
Knight
then?
No. I like Eli Drake.
NXT 2.0 as a whole is a bit shit for me.
I think you could have kept the brand the logo wise and everything the same and just eternally fucking just tried pushing younger people and, like, you know, I don't think there was a need to make it all prideful.
It still baffles me that Mandy Rose is the women's champion right now.
Isn't it great?
No, it's fucking terrible.
She's so hot.
It's a damn shame. She's really not, though.
I think she looks a lot better than when she had blonde hair.
She looks like a fucking rotted banana. I don't know, man. At least Little Steiner, I guess, is doing big things. I guess Little Steiner's great.
We're also good. He's also feuding with Ziggler and Ciampa. Ciampa had a guest.
I got Dolph Ziggler's back in NXT.
I think he technically would be a debut. I don't think he did. He wrestle in NXT ever? Was he a pro 1 year during the game show years? I don't remember.
Wait.
I think he was.
Has he not been? I swear he was part of. I don't know. He may have wrestled like a takeover, maybe.
Does he want to go out or downstairs, bro?
Probably downstairs. Just an idiot. I'd pause it, bro.
Was there anything else that we want to get into?
Go.
I don't think there are any other big stories or anything like that.
No, I think that's good. So, well, until next time, we'll see you later.